Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200. That's the Vandals. I want to be a Cowboy. Steve requested that because he wanted me to help off, but wanted me to help blow off some steam because of my anger about this week's forecast. Yeah, I hate the upcoming weather. I hate it. 90 degrees at the end of September. No.
He's one of us, Nick.
I can't stand this crap. I swear. End of September, and it's going to be 90. Come on! All right. All right, we're going to talk about toys, which is a much more pleasant discussion than hot and humid weather. Except that we're starting off sad. Toys R Us is filing for bankruptcy. Now, I remember, I'm old enough to remember, first of all, Dickie Goodman. No. I'm old enough to remember when Toys R Us was called U.S. Bargain Town. You guys remember when it was called U.S. Bargain Town, Esmeralda?
I do not.
Dan?
Yeah, I think it was Toys R Us for us by then.
Now, Bargain Town, and they still had Jeffrey. Jeffrey the giraffe was still the mascot. But it was called Bargain. I think there might have been a, maybe you can find the jingle, because they used to do TV commercials and stuff, and they had like a Bargain Town jingle. Like Bargain Town, Bargain Town.
The clothing biggest values of town. That's a discount store called Bargain Town. They buy for less, or they can sell for less. The money you save will bring you happiness. That's why people all over town say if you like bargains, you'll love Bargain Town USA.
Yeah, Bargain Town USA. Bargain Town.
Wow, no wonder they changed their name.
Yeah.
That is not.
Bargain Town. And if I remember correctly, they would do like a Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. They would like scream it like three times during their commercials. Be like in the announcement, go Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. I'd be like, wow, man, calm down. I just want a G.I. Joe. You don't need to scream. Yeah, there was a Bargain Town on Lincoln, not far from where I grew up. Lincoln near, I want to say Lincoln and Grace, right there on the corner. That was the big Bargain Town that we went to in my neighborhood. And that's where you would get your games and your toys and stuff at Bargain Town USA. You know, again, thinking about the name of that, Esmeralda, Bargain Town USA, boy, that screams toys, doesn't it?
Right. It screams friendly kids playland.
It's so much fun. You know? Oh, I can't wait. You know what would be a great name for a toy store? Bargain Town USA, because that just screams enjoyment for children.
Kids love a good deal.
One of the key words that you can use to make a kid happy, bargain. Not immediately.
It's kids, on sale.
Kids are smiling at Bargain Town USA. But they still had Jeffrey the giraffe. He was still their mascot. So they had Jeffrey the giraffe. I'm not sure what the hell Jeffrey the giraffe had to do with Bargain Town. The whole concept
is
weird.
He's frugal. He's a frugal giraffe.
You see, yeah, and you they had animation of him cutting coupons out of a newspaper. It was just a big giraffe cutting coupons out for his weekly groceries spending. So, yeah, Bargain Town USA. So I don't know when they changed their name to Toys R Us. Because if I'm not mistaken, it was the name of the place was Bargain Town USA, and their little catchphrase was Toys R Us. That was like their little, you know, that was the catchphrase. Like, you go there, Toys R Us.
I would have loved to have been in the room when someone went, what if we changed our name to the slogan.
To the slogan instead of the actual Bargain Town USA.
Was it an R? The letter R?
It was. Us? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the R was backwards.
Of course.
It's always backwards. So yeah, Bargain Town USA, man. Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. They would terrify children into getting toys. That would be their, that was to scream at them. Toys R Us, the big box toy retailer, struggling with $5 billion in debt. Wow. And intense online competition has filed bankruptcy protection ahead of the key holiday shopping season and says its stores will remain open for business as usual. The company said the proceedings are a way for Toys R Us to work with its creditors on restructuring and the debt beleaguering it. And it emphasized that the stores worldwide will remain open and will work with suppliers and sell merchandise. Filing for bankruptcy protection will provide us with greater financial flexibility to invest in our business and strengthen our competitive position in an increasingly challenging and rapidly changing retail marketplace worldwide, said Dave Brandon, CEO and chairman. The move comes at a critical time leading into the holiday season that's crucial to retailers' bottom lines. The company said that it was well-stocked as we prepare for the holiday season and are excited for all of our upcoming in-store events. So they're still open. They're still open. And it says retailers of all kinds are struggling. The Toys R Us bankruptcy filing joins a list of at least 18 others since the beginning of the year, including shoe chain Payless, Payless Shoe Stores. Payless filed for bankruptcy? Wow. The children's clothing chain Gymboree Corp and the True Religion Jean brand as people shop less in stores and more online. So hey, this holiday season, why don't you go out to Bargaintown? Find yourself some bargains. Go to Toys R Us and buy some stuff. Keep Toys R Us open. There used to be a place, Esmeralda, when I was growing up, called Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom.
Wait, what was the first part?
That's the name of the company, Dispensa.
Dispensa?
Yeah, Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom.
Ugh.
And it was awesome because it was a big castle. Now that was cool.
Why didn't they just call it the Kitty Kingdom?
Well, because there was the company's name.
They can just say,
it might have been a dude, you know, who's got a big ego named Johnny Dispensa who wanted his name on the...
It just seems a bit much. Like, where do you want to go, kids? Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom.
But that was what they... And they also had, like, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they also had a jingle at Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom. And I can't remember what suburb it was in, but it was in a Chicago suburb. And it was always a treat to go there because we had a big parking lot. You have it?
Actually, that's an ad. We'll let that play
through. Oh, that's an ad for...
I was like, that's very modern.
Kids are king
at Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom.
Fun's a thing
at Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom. Exciting rides
to make the Allen Howler.
Any ride a quarter.
$6 for $1.
Kids are king.
Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom. Let's go.
A quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center.
There it is, a quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center. That was Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom, and they had little rides in there that you could ride, as you heard. Each ride a quarter, $6 for $1. You see what I'm saying right there?
It's quite a deal. You kids and your deals.
I'm telling you, in the 70s, we had to have deals. There was no gas. There was lines for gas. You had to get a deal anywhere you could. Bargaintown USA, Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom. But the cool thing about Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom, in addition to all the toys and stuff, because it was you go there and you can get toys and you can ride rides and stuff, it was a castle. So I remember we had a big parking lot, and the lighting was all crazy. Like, as you would get closer, you would see this castle in the distance, and I'd be like, I'd get all excited because it was a castle. Like, we're going into a castle to ride rides and buy toys. So, yeah, Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom. I wonder when that place closed. It had to have closed in the 70s, right? Maybe early 80s. So, a lot of interesting stuff in the suburbs, Esmeralda. You know, if you had a DeLorean and you could go back in time, you need to go back and go to old Chicago. There's something that you'd have to experience. Old Chicago and Bolingbrook, man. I've talked about it many times on the air. Indoor amusement park that you could go to, you know, all year round, even if in February and in January when it's 26 below, you can go and ride roller coasters. It had the first loop-de-loop roller coaster called the Chicago Loop. And the idea was that it was a mall, and it had all these stores, and in the middle of the mall was this big amusement park. And so the idea was that the parents could go shopping. This was the idea. Parents can go do their shopping and then let the kids go into the amusement park and ride all the crazy rides and the roller coasters, and there was a haunted house and stuff. But the problem was there were no anchor stores. Like none. They just these terrible, like they had iron-on t-shirt shops where you can get decals, because that was a big thing in the 70s. And they had like bad candy stores, and you know, and it smelled weird. And they had like these shops that just were just so random and weird. And there were no, they didn't have any anchor stores to bring anybody there. I mean, you're going to go, you want, you know, a Penny's to be there. You want a Marshall Fields or something. You want a big anchor store that's going to bring a crowd, not Johnny's Popcorn. You know what I mean? And Bill's t-shirt shop. That was the kind of stuff that that's the kind of stuff that they had surrounding this amusement park. But I used to go there all the time, man. We used to go there all the time to Old Chicago. I used to love that. But that's 70s, man. Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom, Old Chicago. That's what you call fun. Then I'd go home and listen to Dickie Goodman all night. That was my childhood.
I'm amazed Dickie Goodman never played Old Chicago.
They set up a stage and have him.
And then a Bargain Town USA opens.
In
Old Chicago.
In Old Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. See, now that would have saved him. A little Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. All right. Hey, we got a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then the finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame for an induction for this year. We'll talk about those and some of the other toys. And if you want to jump in on any of this, 312-981-7200.
Roll me over and let me go. Running free with the buffalo. Taco.
Yeah, this is a jam. What's going on with the cowboy theme this morning, Dan? What's happening?
Yeah, something in the air.
847 area code, Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. One of the greatest bands ever in the history of anything, Thin Lizzy, with the cowboy song, which is such a great song. I just love the fact that it's an Irish dude writing about being a cowboy. Just a dude from Dublin. African-American Irish dude from Dublin talking about being a cowboy. That's fantastic. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 312-981-7200 for talk and text if you want to join us. The National Toy Hall of Fame inducts toys every year, and right around this time they release the finalists. And I want to talk a little bit about that, and if you want to know what's in the Hall of Fame, I have the entire list of the National Hall of Fame inductees. The National Hall of Fame for toys started in 1998. And let's see. 12 toys were identified as finalists to join this year's National Toy Hall of Fame. The Strong National Museum of Play announced on Tuesday. Only two or three finalists will join the other Hall of Fame toys in November's induction. On November 9th, the National Selection Advisory Committee will announce the final 2017 inductees. The museum will hold a weekend-long celebration for the public. So according to the National Toy Hall of Fame, here are more details about this year's finalists. All right, Esmeralda, you ready? These are the finalists.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me what you think, whether these things belong in the National Toy Hall of Fame? Clue.
Yeah.
Introduced in 1947, the game challenges players to solve a murder. Always one of my favorite board games when I was a kid. I loved Clue. How about this one? And I can't believe it's not in. That's another thing. When we talk about these, you know, this every year, we talk about the nominees and the finalists who are going to be in. I always, when I'm looking at some of these lists, I'm like, how is that not already in the Hall of Fame? The Magic 8-Ball. How is that not in?
Yeah, you would think it would be one of the first ones.
Yeah, it's legendary. For the last 70 years, millions have asked questions and waited for the floating ask again later or other answer. Here's another one. Matchbox cars. Matchbox cars are not in. Matchbox cars debuted, the miniature cars debuted in 1952. They remain a top seller for Mattel. That seems odd to me. Dan, doesn't that seem odd that Matchbox aren't in there?
I thought I saw them on the list, though.
Oh. Maybe Hot Wheels are in. Because Hot Wheels are different than Matchbox cars. Hot Wheels are in. 2011. They were class of 2011. I had both, but I liked Hot Wheels more because they had the plastic track that you could slap people around with. Because you could take the plastic track and smack your friend in the mouth with it. All right, hold on. We got people are calling in here. Let's see. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, man?
All right.
Hey, Matchbox was made by Mattel?
I would imagine that they probably bought it at some point. That would be my guess.
Hot Wheels is Mattel.
Hot Wheels was Mattel. Hot Wheels is Mattel. Yeah. There's no question about it. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I used to get my butt kicked with those plastic tracks. It wasn't me smacking my sister. It was my mom smacking me.
They slap you around with those things. The Hot Wheels tracks were fantastic for whacking people. It was fantastic.
Yes, they were. I got the most to prove it.
Yep.
Now, you were talking earlier about Toys R Us going out of business, or filing bankruptcy, and then you mentioned the Spence King.
Yeah.
Now, were you familiar with the Castle of Toys?
The Castle of Toys, yeah.
Yeah, the same company also had a goofy little jingle that went along with it, too. I was surprised you didn't mention that.
Yeah, what were they called? Castle of Toys? What was the other place called?
It was Dispenser's Castle of Toys.
Dispenser's Castle of Toys. It was Kitty Kingdom and Castle of Toys. They were both Dispenser's.
Right, and they had their own little jingle. I think they used to play that commercial between Ray Rayner and Garfield Goose, and I think right around Christmas is when they amped up, advertising for the toys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. God, I used to love going to that place, man.
Yeah, I never went. Oh. I never went.
Used to love that. Yeah. Didn't go very often. It was always a treat when we went. I remember going. Sometimes my parents would take me by myself, and sometimes I'd go with my cousins and the family. And we would just like it was always like, oh man, we're going to the Kitty Kingdom. Oh, it was so exciting.
I never went. Yeah. Never went. All I know is anytime I'd go to Toys R Us, I'd escape from my mom and just get lost.
Yeah,
get lost
in Bargain Town because it was a whole town. It was a whole town. It was a whole town of bargains. That's why you got lost there.
Well, see, I never knew it was Bargain Town.
Oh no! Okay.
I'm 50, so I'm sure it was called Bargain Town. I just was never aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Patrick. Thanks for the call, man.
All right.
Have a good one. See you later. Bye. Bargain Town. Bargain Town. Bargain Town.
I found it.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Here we go. What is it?
Children's Bargain Town for Huffy Boys or Girls 20-inch Dragster. Bargain Town's low everyday price, $28.87. Toys R Us. Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town.
There it is. Bargain Town, Bargain Town, Bargain Town. Oh, man. All right. Magic 8-Ball's not in. Match cars are not. Matchbox cars and Clue. Those are the first three of the possible inductees for the Hall of Fame of Toys. Okay, we take a break. We got the news coming up next.
We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Bo.
Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200-773. Area code request to jump in the saddle with the curly shuffle. You know that song was actually a big hit, Dan? The curly shuffle?
I remember you telling me that.
Big hit. And they did a video for it. It was on Friday Night Videos. They showed a video for it. And I think, if I remember correctly, it was just clips from the Three Stooges. Like, the entire video was just clips from the Three Stooges. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about the National Toy Hall of Fame. And we've got the finalists here that we're going to get to. You're in here early.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 4:08.
Oh,
that's fine with me. I enjoy your company. I just was like, what is she doing?
Oh, that's funny. I was wondering where Mary was.
Yeah, no, you got another. She's not going to get in there for another 20 minutes or so.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
Well, I'll wait.
Okay. You're fine. I always welcome your company, Esmeralda. I was just, what's going on? Why is she coming in
That's
here now?
Funny. I didn't even think about it. I was like, where's Mary? Huh.
Oh, that's great. Did you get a nap in last night or?
Nope.
No. And you came straight from seeing Mother to work? That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, no, I was out.
Yeah.
So I saw Mother, like, I got out about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So there's no point.
Okay.
Just in case, it's Wednesday, Esmeralda, not Friday yet.
Is it Wednesday? I was actually thinking about that earlier, too. I was like, wait, what day is it? The only thing that I, you know, the only reason, because of the Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday and all these fantastic songs.
I was like, that's how I know it's Wednesday.
Because of these weirdo songs that are getting played. All right. Well, let's see. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I'd like to tie a couple of things together for you. First of all, matchboxes were made by a company from Britain called Lesney, L-E-S-N-E-Y. And they would sell these toys inside an actual box, which would be numbered and have a picture of whichever one you were going to own in the series, because I actually had the whole series for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I still have them, but they're pretty beat up. And you couldn't get them many places, the mostly hobby shop. But I do think that Dispenza's Castle of Toys also did sell matchboxes. And they were very popular until Hot Wheels invented the technology where you could race down the track and make a car go upside down.
Right.
Just like the original upside down roller coaster in the Chicagoland area called the Chicago Loop.
Right.
That was at Old Chicago. And the reason they didn't have anchor tenants was because they didn't have enough land. Their idea was to make like an indoor county fair 12 months a year. And as far as Dispenza's, what happened to Dispenza's, Mr. Dispenza, when he retired, sold his real estate to the people who owned Drury Lane. So basically, your infamous bit with Jerry Lewis and the cane happened on the same property as Dispenza's Castle.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Interesting stuff. All right,
well, Bob. I grew up in Westchester, so.
Oh, well, there you go. All right,
very
Bob.
Close,
thanks, Bob.
And, of course, Children's Bargain Town, not U.S. Bargain Town. It's Children's Bargain Town, USA. And the Toys R Us in Melrose Park, along with that one that you mentioned, was also an original Children's Bargain Town.
Right.
And you and I spoke about Old Chicago before because I mentioned the umbrella ride, and you referred me to a movie where...
The Fury.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Bob, thanks.
See you Friday.
See you there. All right. Bob.
So there was a man named Dispenza.
Yeah, and I have more here. Somebody sent in a text. Lewis said Dispenza was an actual family of carnival people.
Oh.
From the 40s, who founded the store, and they had had small circuses set up around the store occasionally. So it's
kind of neat.
The Dispenza family was a family that worked in the carnival world. Maybe Tom Britton knew him. 608 area code says the Bargaintown mascot was actually a strange looking guy with a long face and an Uncle Sam hat. Not sure when the giraffe came along. I don't remember the strange guy. I would love to see it, though.
Because that's what kids want. Some creepy, creepy man.
In an Uncle Sam hat.
With a long face.
Oh, man. Vito in Niles says, there's a kitty kingdom here where I live in Niles. Oh! I didn't know that. 847 area code says, Nick, you're so right about Old Chicago. I love hearing somebody that remembers that place talk about it once in a while. It's very insightful regarding the demise of that place. I never really thought about why, but they had no big anchors. That explains it. Frank says, I remember playing bingo at Dispenza's. They used corn kernels to be your markers, and you could win a pack of cigarettes.
Wait, what? Was this open to everyone?
They had,
like candy
they would
cigarettes?
Have, well, the kids were running around like idiots, riding rides. You could play bingo with the other adults and get yourself some cigarettes.
Oh, okay. It's like, it's open to everyone. Don't smoke these till
come on, kids.
Till you're 12.
Win a carton of cigarettes. Dispenza's Kitty Kingdom 847 says they closed in 1984. 815 says Hot Wheels were an American-made company. Matchbox was originally made by a company from England, which we just learned from Bob. All right, are we ready for the rest of the possible inductees?
Mm-hmm.
My Little Pony. Were you it's into My Little Pony?
No. The for miniature, some reason, I wasn't.
Miniature pastel ponies were introduced in the 80s and then reintroduced in 2003. little comeback there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, now there's bronies.
Bronies?
You've never heard of that?
No.
They're essentially guys who love My Little
Pony.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, no. Yeah, yes, I am.
When they came back.
I thought that you were talking that there was a toy called bronies.
No, these are people.
They're guys who like My Little Pony.
These are people.
All right, how about this? The paper airplane.
Okay.
Well, they have like...
I guess that is a toy.
Yeah, no, well, they have like a stick is in the Hall of Fame.
Do they have a can?
I'm not sure. I'll fly through the whole thing. A stick and some other weird things that you would play with as a kid. Probably a can, I would imagine, is possible.
A wheel? Or what is it? What's that thing with... And you have the stick and you...
That's a can. And, oh, it's the wheel that you spin on the...
Right.
Yeah. paper airplane. Leonardo da Vinci wrote about making flying machines out of paper in the 15th century.
Hmm.
Pez, not in the Hall of Fame.
You would consider that a toy?
The little dispensers, yeah. The little...
All right.
You know?
Never thought to play with them.
People collect them. They're collectibles.
Right, but as a toy?
Yeah. A lot of collectibles are considered toys.
I guess.
Play food made of various materials to pretend for at tea parties and stuff.
Oh, is that
no?
Is that the exact?
No, it says play food made of various materials has been a pretend tea parties for generations.
That was my number one dream to have one of those kitchen sets, and then the fake food. And all of that.
That was your favorite?
Yeah. I remember in kindergarten, I remember this very distinctly. There was a kitchen set there, and you would play with Play-Doh in there. And we had work to do. Like, we had something to color. And I just colored it all stupid when I'm done.
So that you could play with
it. So I could play.
So you wanted to be a domestic. You like the domestic toys.
I wanted to play
toys.
With Play-Doh
and
in
food.
A kitchen.
Well, see, that's what you do now in real life.
Right,
you do that a lot. You cook a lot.
The gadgets, which weren't real.
Well, that explains would Esmeralda buy that. That's half of the... There's
all
a lot going
on.
We're discovering a lot.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. You don't even know what day it is or what time it is. All right. We got weather and traffic here, Esmeralda. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, all right.
Okay. All right. Oh. All right. Wild Card Wednesday continues, everybody. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Tim in Wales requested Run Rig and their song Heart Hammer. They're an Icelandic band. All right. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. We're talking about the National Toy Hall of Fame and the possible inductees, the finalists. All right. The last one that we were talking about, Esmeralda, was the fake food and stuff that you loved so much.
Yes.
How about Risk?
That's the one with the countries, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The War and Strategy board game was published in the U.S. first in 1959. All right. Here's another one that falls in the category of stick and paper airplane. You ready for this one, Esmeralda?
Mm.
Sand.
I mean, that's a toy. I mean, people have boxes of sand in their yards.
Yep. Historians believe the earliest humans played with sands, with records from the 1800s documenting the building of sand sculptures. All right, now we're getting a little more modern here. Transformers. The mid-80s line had an elaborate backstory supported by a Marvel comic book series, cartoon series, animated movies, electronic games, and goods. And Uno. That game rules, Uno. The card game requires players to get rid of their cards that are in their hands. A way to really simplify.
I mean, that's what the main idea is.
We used to play Uno. I was in this play called Bitches. And it was 13 guys all in drag. And it was based on the Texas cheerleader mom who murdered the kid who beat her daughter out for the cheerleading competition. It was based on that. And it was like all of us were in drag. And before the show, we would play monumental games of Uno. It was really funny because like all the straight guys were done getting into costume and getting dressed in like 3 minutes. And the gay guys would take forever. So we would just sit and play Uno, and we would take like 8 decks of Uno cards and put them all together and just play these massive games of Uno, and we would change like some of them to like draw 20 instead of draw 4. We'd be like draw 20, and then we had one card that was I am rubber, you are glue. And we also, like, we changed cards. And we there were times when you would have stacks of cards in your hands. Like, you'd have, like, 50 cards in your hand. And we would play this before curtain and then during intermission. And they were just these ridiculous. And we altered all the cards to be ridiculous.
How did you hold them?
Well, some of them we would have to put down on the table, like, and look in halves. Like, if you were going to make a move, you'd have to, okay, hold on, let me look through this half of the cards that I have, and let me look through this half of the cards that I have. Yeah, we did, like, the big one was we had draw 20. That was the big one. Let's see. So Uno, not in the Hall of Fame, but maybe we'll be in the Hall of Fame this year. And then, of course, this one I can't believe is not in the Hall of Fame, the Wiffle Ball. How is the Wiffle Ball not already in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Is the bat included or is that separate?
The bat, when I was a kid, the bat was included. Like, it would be the bat and then on top would be the ball that was connected by a piece of, like, a cardboard holder that would slip over the top of the bat.
So do you think they're a couple?
I mean, in my world, they were. Yeah.
No, but in this induction.
I would hope. It just says Wiffle Ball here. But, you know, I don't know. We used to smack each other in the head with Wiffle Bats, too.
Of course we did.
Remember they had
Those are the thick ones, right?
Or no, very thick, thin. They're very thin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they had giant Wiffle Ball bats, too. That looked like Bam Bam from the Flintstones.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and people having that.
Yeah. No, those were good. You could really beat the crap out of somebody with those. You blast some guy in the back of the head, some kid in the back of the head with that.
Yeah, and they were hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were wiffle ball. The regular wiffle bats were hollow, too.
Right, but these, because they were so big. So
well, just, they were big, and the plastic was thinner. They would bend more. Like, there was more, the regular wiffle bat was more solid. It was empty. It was hollow, but it was more solid. The plastic was bigger. So there are 63 toys in the National Hall of Fame right now. It's located in Rochester, New York. According to the museum's website, toys began being inducted in 1998. And I have the whole list of toys that would be inducted. So, but we have people on the line here. Let's see. Here is Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, the big wiffle ball bat was the predecessor to the Fungo bat that nowadays, but yeah, it was hollower, and the little one, the skinnier long yellow ones, you know, they were harder but still hollow, but they had that little protrusion right where the ball would hit it, so you can get some distance out of that.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, you think about Bargentown. There was a Bargentown, maybe this was a rule for all of them, there's a Bargentown in Calumet City where I grew up, Cultural Center of the Universe, where you had to be with a parent. So you're going, so you had to wait outside the door and kind of sneak in behind some adult and hoping they think that you're that adult's kid, so you can actually get in the store.
Is that right? So, I don't remember that. I don't think I ever went by myself. That's the thing. I think I probably always went with my parents. That's why I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so we would, you'd have to, it was right on 159th Street, Route 6 there in Calumet City, so you had to sneak in behind some adult and, look at the dune buggy that you couldn't afford, but
right,
it was nice to look at. And yeah, the Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom, Castle of Toys, I can still hear the jingle. I'll spare everyone from singing it, but
yeah.
Yeah, those are the good old days. And, of course, this past Monday, Jimi Hendrix had been gone for 47 years. And I always think of Jimi Hendrix in one way, where one of the greatest rock and roll compliments ever from one musician to another, Traffic's own Dave Mason goes, when Chas Chandler brought Hendrix over to England, he goes, I first heard Jimi Hendrix, and I said, uh-oh, I think I better take up another instrument.
Yeah.
Because he's like, what am I going to do now? And probably, real quickly, Nick, the greatest rock and roll compliment is when B.B. King said of Stevie Ray Vaughan, he goes, B.B. King says, I don't have it. Stevie had it.
Mm.
So you have the King of the Blues going, can I go buy you lunch? So,
yeah,
there's a lot of respect. But yeah, Hendrix, 47 years.
It's amazing. It's hard to believe.
Great show as always, bud.
Thank you, Steve. Take care, buddy. 47 years. Jeez. All right, we have to break here. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll talk more about toys and the Hall of Fame and all that cool stuff. And then we got a Blackhawks Express from last night's game to play as well.
So don't ever wonder.
Yeah. A little early preview of Fly Jams Friday here, Dan. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wildcard Wednesday. Jim in Carbondale requesting a little Maxwell with Ascension. Fly Jams Friday coming up on Friday. So, yeah, preparing for that. Hey, Esmeralda, it's 4:36. I just wanted you to know. We're talking about the Toy Hall of Fame here, National Toy Hall of Fame. We were mentioning this year's finalists to be inducted. Two or three toys will be inducted from that list. And I've got the full list here, and I'll tell you what ones are already in the Hall of Fame. Kathy has a comment. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Nick. Love
you. Thank you.
You and I are about the same age. Actually, we're exactly the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And back when we were, maybe 7 years old, across the street from, why am I forgetting?
Old Chicago?
Old Chicago, thank you. Across the street was South Park Mall. And they, I believe, are the reason why there were no anchor stores built into Old Chicago, because there was, I think there was a Montgomery Ward at South Park Mall, not necessarily part of South Park Mall, but there was a big Kmart there. So there were
already anchor stores across the street from Old Chicago.
Across the street.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I didn't remember that. That makes sense, though.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, Kathy, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi. See ya. South Park Mall. Why am I picturing Cartman working there?
That's the inspiration.
That's what I have. South Park Mall, Cartman's working at the Orange Julius. By the way, their new season is also spectacular. I mean, the best hour of comedy is tonight. 9 o'clock, you've got South Park. 9:30, you got Broad City.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't even have to watch. That's it. By the way, The Good Place is coming back tonight.
Oh, good.
And an hour long premiere.
Oh, nice.
That show is so funny. And Kristen Bell. I love her. She needs to divorce Dax and marry me.
Wow.
I'm sure that'll happen.
And then
very
get divorced?
Soon. Then get well, sure, inevitably. It's ex-wife, future ex-wife.
Right.
Okay, you ready for these are the toys that are in there.
Yes.
You know what? Let me read a couple of texts real quick. Okay. Max says, I was an assistant manager at Bargain Town. When it became Toys R Us, Bargain Town was also in Chapter 11 until it emerged in 1979. The combination of the two stores went on tear. Six of the 10 top-paid executives in the country worked for Toys R Us and Dispensa. There was also a small family-owned toy chain called C. Foster Toys. Tom says, when I was a kid, I had Major Matt Mason and his movable construction crane on top of his multi-tiered moon base.
Oh, this is, wow, on the moon.
Is he or his other astronauts in the Toy Hall of Fame? We'll find out. I don't think so, though. Major Matt Mason and his multi-tiered moon base.
Wow.
Susan says,
jobs from the moon.
Susan says, I'm with you, Esmeralda. And that's all she
about
says.
About the kitchen?
No, I'm kidding. She says, play food and kitchen were my dream toys. And they were probably an early indicator of my lifelong love and passion for cooking.
Yeah. And playing with Play-Doh is fun.
Yeah. You'd stick it in and it would turn into spaghetti, right? And then you would cut it off.
No,
and then
you would just have the regular old Play-Doh. I
did
don't
you
even
have the
think
Play-Doh,
they had that yet.
Did you have the Play-Doh head where you can, like, cut the hair?
No, I was never that
advanced
with the Play-Doh. I only was given them.
Okay.
The containers, and that was that.
We used to whip Play-Doh at each other. And
of course you did.
Try to bust the Play-Doh across your face.
Oh, God. You should have gotten Silly Putty and seen if it
No, we did that. We would slap each other in the face with Silly Putty as well.
See if it...
Yeah. Everything became violent when I was a kid.
I would admit, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, the original inductees from 98 and 99.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie.
Of course.
Crayola Crayon,
mm-hmm.
The Erector Set, the Etch-A-Sketch.
Mm.
I was always bad with the Etch-A-Sketch.
I still don't get it.
Do you see these people who can do these elaborate, insane
and
things?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's crazy. Dan, were you skilled in the Etch-A-Sketch?
I am not, but I believe Bill and Wendy had one of those guys on. Like,
that could do the...
Like an entire scenescape
insane,
in a matter of 4 minutes.
Wow.
Did you see that kid with the Rubik's Cube the other day, though? He broke the Guinness World Record because he did a Rubik's Cube in like 9.8 seconds. I'll see if
that's
I can pull up this.
Crazy.
How do you even? How does that?
I used to just take the stickers off,
right,
and put them all.
Is there a thing to a Rubik's Cube, like science?
I think there's something like you want the white stickers in the corner. Like once you get that, it's just a series of maneuvers after that.
That's it. I always put them to the side.
Those things were huge in the 80s when they first came out.
Right.
Well, they came out in the 70s, but the like 80, 82, 83, forget it. Frisbee is in the Hall of Fame. The Hula Hoop is in the Hall of Fame. Lego.
Oh, good.
There's a new Lego movie coming out this weekend. Lincoln Logs. Marbles. Monopoly. These were all the first inductees. Mm-hmm. Play-Doh, your favorite.
Oh, good.
The Radio Flyer Wagon, Roller Skates, The Teddy Bear, Tinker Toy.
What's Tinker Toy?
Tinker Toy, they're little, it's hard to, you've never seen the Tinker Toys?
I can't imagine it.
It's a set, there's a little round, what's the best way to describe a Tinker Toy?
What are those, like, it's a car, but it's just a piece of wood with wheels on it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The Viewmaster.
Oh.
And the Duncan Yo-Yo.
Ah.
That was the first. Class of 2000.
Did you have a yo-yo and you'd whip it at people?
Oh, yeah. No, I've told you about that, right? We used to smack yo-yos off of our heads and stuff. Yeah.
Is it around the world and you're just whipping it around
exactly.
your head?
You smash guys in the face. Just smash kids in the head with it. Knock out a couple of teeth. That's what you wanted to do. Do you remember what the best yo-yo was? I've told you the finest yo-yo that you could own. Duncan?
Isn't it the Duncan Imperial?
Hey, very good.
Yeah. There's a band named the Duncan Imperial.
Yes, there is. The new Duncan Imperial.
Oh, okay.
Class of 2000, the bicycle. Mm-hmm. Jax. The jump rope. Mr. Potato Head. And the slinky.
Ah.
Class of 2001, Silly Putty.
Mm-hmm.
And Tonka Trucks.
Oh.
Class of 2002, the jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And Raggedy Ann. Does that mean Raggedy Andy is at home going, where are you?
They didn't nominate him. He did not get the illustrious honor. He's in the shadow.
He's all
of
by
Annie.
Himself now in the box going, what the hell?
Like, why am I? I'm as good as Andy.
I'm here. All right, quick story before we break. We've got the Blackhawks Express coming up, and then I'll finish off the Hall of Fame here.
Mm-hmm.
A teen set a new world record by completing a Rubik's Cube in less than 5 seconds.
What? How?
That's insane.
Is there even a plan?
It's and it was an event in Virginia. Patrick Ponce, 15, completed the 3x3 Rubik's Cube in 4.69 seconds while participating in the Rally in the Valley event in Middletown. World record? The teen said after slamming the solved cube onto the table. Ponce's reaction drew a large crowd of peers who gathered around to congratulate him on his achievement. Officials re-examined the cube after the attempt was complete to determine whether it was scrambled properly, but ultimately it confirmed the record. Ponce completed the record attempt in 17 moves.
I just don't even understand it.
Carefully examining the cube for a few seconds before frantically shifting the pieces to complete the puzzle, his performance topped the previous record of 4.73 seconds set by Australian Felix Zemdegs, 20. Hey, that's pretty good, Ponce said of his record-breaking performance. I don't like this kid.
Right.
I'm posting the video on the Facebook. It is fascinating because he takes 15 seconds to like examine the cube.
And then all the moves are...
And then he hits the timer and then he does it. It is insane.
Oh, so there is like a... And then
so he examined it.
I don't even know how it moves.
I,
that's probably one of my problems.
Yeah.
I just shake it around.
I have issues with
hands.
Toys that make me feel stupid.
Right.
And a lot of things make me feel stupid because I am stupid.
But that one's real.
It really is. You know? It's like, so, do you ever get frustrated when you're watching Jeopardy and go, man, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't do it anymore. Especially when the damn college kids are on, these like 18-year-old kids.
Yeah, and you think, oh, I got the answer. And then
yeah,
it's
completely wrong. That. No, why am I watching this?
It's like, the answer is 3. It's X minus this. I'm like, oh.
My favorite, they did a sketch on SNL where Vanessa Bayer, of course, Bill Hader was the host, was the game show host because he always played the game show host on all game shows that they did. And the bit was Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph, who was hosting, mm-hmm. were doing these wacky, you know, the girls who show you the items and explain what the items are to you.
Yeah.
And they were doing like, this is a wacky voice. They were doing, and they were cracked. Basically, they ended up cracking each other up, and the whole thing was about them breaking. But at the beginning, they're like, all right, we're back from the break. And Vanessa Bayer was the contestant. Now, before the break, you gave us your answer for the bonus round, and your answer was beef. The show Beef on the thing. And your answer was beef. And she says, yes, I think it's beef. Okay, let's find out what the real answer is. And then the word comes up and it's nine. The answer was nine.
Wow. All right. That's how I feel.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for the rest of the Hall of Famers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alphabet Blocks, Checkers.
Okay.
2004, The Rocking Horse and Scrabble.
Mm.
2005, Candyland, A Cardboard Box.
I mean, yeah.
For cats, I guess.
No, kids love that.
The Jack in the Box. 2006, The Easy Bake Oven and Lionel Trains. Hmm. 2007, The Atari 2600. The Kite. And Raggedy Andy gets in.
Oh,
he was alone
finally.
For a few years, but now he's there. 2008, The Stick. The Baby Doll and the Skateboard. 2009, The Ball. Game Boy and the Big Wheel. 2010, The Game of Life, playing cards, regular playing cards. Mm-hmm. 2011, Hot Wheels, A Dollhouse and a Blanket. 2012, we were just talking about this off the air, Star Wars action figures and dominoes. 2013, Chess and the Rubber Duck. 2014, Little Green Army Men, Bubbles and the Rubik's Cube, so that the little smart-ass kid can solve it in 4 seconds. 2015, The Puppet, Twister and the Super Soaker. And then last year was Dungeons and Dragons, Little People and the Swing.
Little People?
I think it's those little,
Oh, like those blocky little people?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like for toddlers and...
I think, yeah, not the Weebles that wobble, but they don't fall down. But
for like real little kids.
For little kids, yeah. Nick, I love your show. Do you remember Kitty Land, where they would pick you up in a fire truck for your birthday? Yes, my parents did that for me one time. Fire truck came to the house. All my friends got on the fire truck. We got to ride on the fire truck to Kitty Land, had a birthday party at Kitty Land, rode all the rides and stuff, and then the fire truck brought us back home.
Did you have to pick how many kids?
Yeah.
Oh, were you like, sorry, Billy,
you can't come in here. Look at the fire truck, though. It's neat, isn't it?
I don't like you as much as these other eight kids.
And then finally, 815 area code. This might be my favorite text of the morning, Dan. My parents told me that Dispensa's was really a furniture store, so I wouldn't bug them to take me in there when we passed it. That's the best thing ever.
Wow.
That's like my Walgreens story.
I want to know, when did he find out that it was a thing?
He was probably so mad at his parents.
Wow.
That's like when I found out that the Walgreens, all their walls weren't green, painted green. You know that story, right?
Yeah.
And I believed it till I was 20.
Wow.
In a room full of adults, I say that, and everybody looks at me and goes, "You're an idiot." So, yeah, they're called Walgreens. It's called Walgreens because all the walls are painted green.
Uh-huh.
And I believed it till I was 20. Mm. Moron. Mm.